Back in 1847, in the bitterest of winters, disease, death and starvation drove the people from their homes. As they left their smoky caverns, they were looking for salvation. There was no one on the mountains but the starving and the ghosts. So to the iron towns of Durham came the dispossessed of Ireland. Empty collier boats from Haven brought them to the English shore. From Armagh and Louth and Cavan, with their bundles and their babies, from Tyrone and County Monaghan, and from many places more. And there they dug and cleaned the ironstone, made the coke and filled the furnace, first at Bury Edge, now Consett, Shotley Bridge, crew called Towlall, Witten Park and then Port Clarence. Well, wherever men made iron, the Irish they were busy, did their part and sometimes more. But these people were so foreign, they caused problems for the English, had their own priests and religion, incense, candlesticks and more. They prayed in Latin, some spoke Gaelic, you could hardly grasp their English, and they worked hard for low wages. God, what brought them to our door? Well, nowadays we're English, but we're still a little Irish, and our neighbours might be Polish, Congolese or from Darfur. But in these days of drought and famine, persecution, ethnic cleansing, let's remember how we came here when the strangers at our door.